On today's Public Safety Special Edition magazine, we're now joined by Jasper County Deputy Corey Van Coten.
And he's been with the Sheriff's Department here in Jasper County for 7 years now. Corey, thanks for sharing time with us today.
Thanks for having me, Randy.
So what made you decide that law enforcement was a career that you wanted to pursue?
It all started, I worked volunteer services for Sully Fire and Ambulance and Linville Fire and First Responders before I came here. And I got to know a lot of the deputies, working car accidents and call-outs we had there. Got to know some of them, realized we're pretty much the same person, same interest. We're all in it for the same reason, and took the chance on a career change. I was an electrician before this for 10 years, and the sheriff's office fills my public service desire more than what I was doing in construction before, and made the move.
And you've been down at Linville Sully for a number of years as a school resource officer down there, too.
Yeah, Linville Sully, that program was a new program to the Sheriff's Office. It's new to Linville Sully Community School District as well. It all came a part of a grant for a four-year program. The end of this school year will be 3.5 years into that in May. So it's been a challenging start for a program for the Sheriff's Office, not only as well as the Linville Sully Community School District, but it's been a great, great partnership between the two agencies, and seeing good things come out of it. It's been rewarding for everybody involved.
What were some of the challenges you faced starting up that program?
Just the unknown of what it is. Superintendent Dunsbergen, he has worked for a couple other school districts. He's had SROs before, but they were more of a person in the building, not really the plan and what to expect, what the school desires out of that. They're always just there. So working hand in hand with the school and the sheriff's office side, just joining two agencies basically and making sure it's smooth. I shadowed Pella Police Department SRO for 3 days prior to starting out at Linville Sully, so I kind of got my feet wet, learning the ropes down there, and just kind of made Linville Sully my own. It's been a fun program. Sheriff Halperty, when he put me down there, he said you go in kicking and screaming, you go out kicking and screaming. I was a road guy going into it, and I didn't have much desire to be locked into a school. School was never really my thing.
Yeah.
Man, it didn't take long to set in, and it's been a great choice for the last three and a half years.
What were your primary duties there?
Primary duties, I mean, the thing about school resource officer is it's a lot of relationship building and setting an example for kids and kind of drawing that line or taking the line away of what the badge is and what law enforcement is. A lot of the current trends, you know, after COVID and everything came through, law enforcement kind of had a bad outlook on it, kind of a negative trend, and it's really important with our young people to let them see that we're all human. We're not out to get them. We're a resource for them. And you think of when you hear the cops or you think of law enforcement, you think you're going to get a traffic ticket or something like that. But it's important for these kids to see us as a good opportunity to get help or someone to trust and look out to. And that school resource officer program, I believe in all the schools. It takes the right person to get in and build relationships with the kids, but it's amazing the stuff I learned from the kids as far as stuff going on in our communities that maybe needs attention, and also the opportunity to be in kids' lives that need someone, some other trusted adult. There's a lot of people out there that are always looking for someone they can talk to and trust, and that's a great opportunity to help kids out. Yeah.
They must have done a good job, because I know whenever the supervisors meeting recently, they announced that you were going to be promoted to a sergeant position. And I know that, from what I understand, the folks at Linville Sully are really sad to see you go.
Yeah. I mean, that was a really hard decision. Like I said, you go in kicking and screaming, you go out kicking and screaming, what Sheriff Halperty said. And because he was SRO long time ago in his career. And that's exactly what it was for me. You know, it's a great place to be, Linville Sully. It's a great program. It's awesome teachers to work with. Everybody's been welcoming there. Kind of hard to go. I've been down there almost half my career. I've been in Linville Sully, and it's They're my family, great people, great school system, but I needed to take the chance to advance in my career, and yeah, sergeant promotion is a great way to go with that. We're not going to leave the school. It's going to have they're going to have another SRO come in, and I'll do everything I can to make sure that transition is smooth. It's home to me. I want to make sure it's a great transition, and forward progress is always the best option.
Yeah, it's always nice to be able to have an impact on young people's lives and, you know, be a little bit of a role model, maybe set them on the right path and teach them things that will come to benefit them later on in life. Also, I guess the Sheriff's Department is starting up a program in Baxter, too.
That's correct.
They're going to be starting up here soon.
Yep. I don't know when that program will start in Baxter. I know it's obviously we have to have the right person up there because, like I said, it takes the right person and the right mindset to be with students, and you want someone to go in there positive. You want someone to go in there with the desire to be there, and it's just a matter of finding the right person to fill both these spots. That's very important that they have the right attitude, otherwise the program won't be successful.
We're talking to Jasper County Deputy Corey Van Coten, and what are you looking forward to about your new role of sergeant here coming up in March?
So I like the idea of more responsibility. And I always want to keep improving in my career and being more of an asset to the not only the citizens of the county, but the team we have here. I've got a great administrative team. Always have ever since I started here. I always looked up to all my supervisors. It's a great family environment, great teamwork. I look forward to getting back out on the road, though. Like I said, I love being in the school, but that's a different type of law enforcement. So getting back out, working with my coworkers on the road is going to be it's going to be a nice change of pace, and just added supervisor duties. I'll be on night shift patrol, so that's where I'll focus a lot of my attention there. And that's where I started. I started on night shift when I started in law enforcement. It's a fun shift. It's always busy. It's always stuff going on, and we got a great team that works that shift as well. So I'm looking forward to kind of recentering back with the guys that work here for Jasper County.
A lot of ground to cover, and Jasper County is a pretty large area.
Yeah, absolutely. So Jasper County is about 733 square miles, and there's a lot of people and a lot of roadway here. You know, Interstate 80 cuts right through. Definitely. Highway 163 and 330 are just the big ones, but that's a lot of call volume, and it's going to be good to get out and have another body on the road. Not only for the coworkers, but for the citizens as well.
Do you have a unique experience that stands out so far in your law enforcement time? You've been with the Sheriff's Department. Any call that was kind of unique or anything?
Man, there's so many of them. It's hard to look back through history there. A lot of it's just community impact. I like to consider myself kind of a people person. Any interaction I get with the citizens. Yeah, there's no single one citizens that like another. There's unique people I come into contact with all the time. So I can't really think of one specific one. I like to say I'm an adrenaline junkie. I like to get involved with stuff. That's what kind of the fire and ambulance side transitioned into law enforcement was that desire to be involved with situations. I really like that stuff. That's one thing I'm looking forward to getting back into is just being involved with everything that happens in the county.
Yeah. Got a new sheriff you're working under, Brad Schutz, but he's been here in the department for quite a while, so probably just a few minor changes going to be taking place here.
Yeah, so Sheriff Schutz, he started in January. He's got a lot of great ideas coming through. Nothing that Sheriff Halferty has done in the previous time that I've been here is really anything we're changing to get away from. It's just more building. We want to see everything here at Jasper County continue to improve, stay with the times, build on the groundwork that those sheriffs before us have done. And Sheriff Schutz has a lot of good ideas. He's got a lot of things that are going to take place that are going to benefit the service we provide here, not only to you, our coworkers, our team here at Jasper County, the jail and civil service, everything that is involved there, but also just for the citizens and the towns we serve. There's a lot that goes on in a county this size to cover everyone.
Yeah. Well, Corey, we appreciate you spending time with us today, and best of luck on your promotion coming up in March, and stay safe out there.
Thanks, Randy.
We've been talking to Jasper County Deputy Corey Van Coten on today's Public Safety Special Edition magazine.